want you to open with me to the book of 2 Samuel. In the Old Testament, the book of 2 Samuel. It's right after 1 Samuel, if that helps you. A couple of you caught that anyways. 2 Samuel in the Old Testament, chapter 5. And that's going to be our scripture focus for this morning and for the month of January, as I just want to introduce a theme and a series for the month of January. Usually, as we head into a new year, we give you a theme or a word or a phrase for the entire year. But this year, I've been wrestling and in my praying and believing, I really sense in the Lord that He just wants us to focus on this first month, and then we'll just see as things develop whether we'll continue that. But I know and I believe strongly in my heart that God has given us an important word and message for this first month of January. How many know the first month and in getting started right is important? And so I trust that we will just focus in and as was mentioned, start right with us. Tuesday, hard to believe, is January 1st. This is a 31-day book. A.W. Tozer is my favorite author, and this is a compiling of some of his excerpts from some of his key writings. And there's one for each day, 31, for the entire month of January. Last year, we did the Reset book, which was 20 days. This is for the entire month. Please get one of these on your way out. They're very inexpensive. We were able to get a wonderful cost for that. And I trust that you'll get one of those, and you'll join us each day in spending a few moments each day. How many know you could probably do it within 15 minutes, just a couple of pages each day, and then take a few moments to pray and get the year off started right with that discipline and that direction in your life. So we trust that you'll do that. I also want to mention that water baptism is something we're going to be planning for the end of the first month. And if you're interested, if you've not been baptized in water, or maybe you were baptized a long time ago and you have questions and you would like to talk to us, I'd love the privilege to talk to you and lead you in that next step. What a better way to begin the new year than with that important step of obedience. 1 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 17 to 25 is going to be our scripture text and focus for the month of January. I just want to introduce this message and series to you today. There's also a parallel reference in 1 Chronicles chapter 14. I just put that there, and in your own time and reading, if you'd like to match up the story that's in 2 Samuel as well as in 1 Chronicles 14. For our purposes, we're going to be reading from 2 Samuel. I want to take a few moments just to read the verses. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David the new king over Israel, all of the Philistines came up to seek David and heard, and he heard of it, and he went to his stronghold. Isn't it interesting that the moment word got out that David was the new king and a new chapter and a new season in David's life started, the very moment, how many know the enemy was already at work? And they went out to seek him. That's the King James Version saying they went to attack him and to go after him and to thwart God's purposes in his life. Verse 18, then the Philistines also came and spread themselves into the valley of Rephidim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver me into their hands? And the Lord said unto David, go up. For I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. And verse 20, and David came to Baal-perazim. And David smote. You got to love the King James, smote. I just like that. It means he defeated them, soundly defeated the Philistines, saying, the Lord, oh, I like that. The Lord has broken forth upon mine enemies before me, as a breach of waters. Therefore, he called the name of the place Baal-perazim. Now, I'm going to stop there. There are five other verses there, and I want you to, and we're going to be focusing on them. And as I said, through the month of January, we're going to be breaking this passage down and looking at key principles. But this morning, I just want to introduce the one word theme for the month of January, and as we begin this new year. And that word that the Lord has impressed into my spirit and heart for us as individuals and as a congregation is the word breakthrough. I want you to say that with me. Breakthrough. Come on, say it again. Breakthrough. I love what the scripture tells us here. David and was anointed king. And David began this new journey and this new part. He was anointed the new king, and he began this new chapter and season in his life with some great adversity. The enemy was already at work. But I want you to know that David also turned to the Lord and trusted God. And what happened is David not only experienced great adversity, but he experienced great victory. Because while the enemy is at work, how many know God is at work? And listen, while the enemy is already at work, we haven't even set our goals maybe for 2019. We probably haven't even figured out all of our plans yet. And how many know there's an enemy that's working to try to thwart and to stop and to attack and to defeat us and to hold us back? But I want you to know that there's also a God who is already at work, wanting to bring about those plans and purposes and to fulfill his plan in our life. And so what I want you to see here is that what happened in verse 20, it says that David, after the Philistines came up to it, were ready to attack him, he went ahead and took the initiative. He didn't wait for the enemy to come to him. He went to God and he said, God, what should I do? Should I go after them? Should I attack them first? And God told him, you go on the offensive. Take the approach and the attack that you're going to go forward. And it says that David went to Baal-perazim. He went into Philistine territory. He went into the land of the arch enemy, that nemesis that always seemed to rise up against the people of God. And the Bible says he smote them. He defeated the Philistines. And he made this declaration: the Lord has broken forth and upon mine enemies before as a breach of many waters. In other words, God has given me a breakthrough. And God has given me a breakthrough, and he gives us this word, image, and picture like a breach of many waters, or like gushing waters bursting through the wall of a dam. And that picture that we have up here shows you that water that's bursting through and coming through and breaking through a wall and bringing victory into the life of David and into our hearts and into our lives. I love the fact that when David faced adversity, he didn't have a breakdown, he had a breakthrough. And I want to say to us, that with all the shakiness that goes on in our world and all of the things that we all face in our lives, too many people are having breakdowns when we need to have breakthroughs. And I believe that we need to look at 2019 and we need to approach and we need to attack this first part of the year. We can't sit back and wait for the enemy to get a foothold. We can't sit back and wait for the enemy to get a jump on us. How many know we need to turn to the Lord and we need to trust God like David did, and let's look for and believe God for breakthrough in this year as we go forward. I want to ask a question as we begin, a question as we set our sights toward 2019. I want to ask a simple question, and it's just this: what are we looking for, and what are we believing for in 2019? What are you looking for? How many know what we look for is usually what we find, and what we believe for is usually what we receive? So I want you to think about that. As you think these next couple of days and you close out 2018 and you set your sights toward a new year, what is it that you're looking for? What is it that you're believing God for in this new year? There's a story about a son who lost his contact lenses in the mud. He scrambled fishing through the mud for 30 minutes trying to find those contact lenses. He finally got frustrated and he went and he told his mother that he'd lost his contact lenses in the mud. His mother went out and within 2 minutes found the contact lenses. The son was amazed and startled. He said to his mother, how is it that you find in 2 minutes what took me 30 minutes and I still couldn't find it? The mother said to her son, "You see, we weren't looking for the same thing. You were looking for contact lenses. I was looking for $250. Let me ask you, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? What are you believing for in 2019? You know what? It really matters what you're looking for. And it really matters what you're believing for as to what we will see, what we will find, and what we will receive. I'm looking for and I'm believing God for breakthroughs. I'm believing God for breakthroughs. Now, I like this word, and I'm just going to introduce the message this morning, and I told you, the first weeks of January, we're going to tear this passage apart, and God has really given me some important principles, and we're going to just tear that passage apart, and I want you to be reading that 2 Samuel 5, and also read the parallel chapter in 1 Chronicles 14, but this morning, I want to take a look at this word breakthrough this morning as we introduce. If we look at the definition, which not only parallels Webster, but I believe it gives us insight into the biblical meaning and definition of this word. Breakthrough is a military word, and one of the meanings is a military movement or advance through and beyond. I like that. Through and beyond an enemy's frontline defense. Breakthrough is an act of removing and surpassing. I like that. It's through and beyond. It's removing and surpassing an obstacle, a barrier, the overcoming of a stalemate, a significant or sudden advance, development, or achievement. I think that's a strong word. And I believe that's something that we need to get into our spirit, into our heart, and we need to begin to look for and believe God for in 2019. Now, the key verse in 2 Samuel 5 is verse 20. That's the pivotal verse. That's the key verse where we get the theme and the focus, and then the other verses around it will give us the principles, give us strategies and secrets for breakthrough, and we'll talk about them over the next weeks. But I want to just look a moment at verse 20. It says, David came to Baal Perazim and smote or defeated the Philistines there and said, the Lord has broken forth. Broken forth. God has given me a breakthrough of all my enemy. God has given me an advance past the enemy lines and beyond. God has given me a sudden and significant advance or development or achievement. God has removed a barrier, an obstacle, and helped me surpass any restrictions or hindrances in my life before me as breaking forth of water. Therefore, he called the name of the place Baal. Praise him. Now, I want you to look at that word broken forth and breaking forth. Two times in this verse, we see a word that's used in the Hebrew for the which is the word parat, which is P-A-R-A-T-S. That Hebrew word parat, which you know the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, the New Testament was written in Greek. So we look at the original language in the word broken forth and breaking forth is the word parat. And that Hebrew word is a very interesting word which means to break out, to break forth, or to break through. And I did an interesting study over the past couple of weeks. I've been studying and looking throughout the scripture at this word parat. This word break forth or breakthrough. And as I began to study it, I found four other scriptures, where this word parat, breaking forth or broken forth, is in the scripture, which gives us four word meanings of what it means to have a breakthrough and what it means to experience breakthrough in God. And this morning, just by introduction, that's what I want to give you and leave with you this morning, is these four words, these biblical words, pictures of the word parat. The same word is used four other times, and I want to show you these four word meanings in Scripture. And I want you to grab hold of these words, and I want you to get these four words into your heart and into your spirit. And I'm going to show you the Scripture that it's contained in, and that's going to lay the foundation and be the introduction as we move forward into this year with our theme, breakthrough. Say it with me one more time, breakthrough. Let me show you the first word. The first word comes right out of that meaning and definition that we gave you from Webster, and also it's a biblical meaning. The word parat and the word break forth or breakthrough speaks of the word meaning in Scripture of advancing. How many would like 2019 to be a year of advancing? I mean, isn't that a great word? Advancing. How many know we should always be wanting and moving forward and advancing? I love that word. Let me show you the scripture where the word parat or breaking forth or broken forth is in. It's in 2 Chronicles 26, verses 3 to 6. Look at what it says. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, one of the youngest kings that they ever had. 16 years old when he was a king, and he reigned for 52 years. Notice what the secret to Uzziah's success was. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Can I just stop there for a moment and say to you, if you want to begin the year right, then do what is right in the sight of the Lord. If you want to have success, Uzziah had success as a king, even though he was young, even till he was old. Why? Because he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. You know what? We care about what other people think and what others say, and what's popular and so on. But how many know we ought to please God first? And when we honor him first, he will honor us. Notice this. He sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. I'll tell you what, that's why we want to start this year off with 31 days of prayer and using that devotional book to give us that discipline and that guide for 31 days. If we will seek the Lord for these 31 days and set aside a little bit of time each day and pray and read that chapter in each of the 31 days, we can begin to set a foundation and a habit for the Lord to cause us to prosper. Look at what it says. Then he warred against the Philistines. You know, that Philistines is that arch enemy, that enemy that seems to always seem to rise up. And notice this, he warred against them and broke through the walls of Gath and Jebna and Ashdod and built cities among the... He took over territory in the enemy's territory because God gave him a breakthrough. And he broke down walls. How many understand if we're going to advance in this year, there are some walls that have to come down? Each of us might be facing today, as one of the meanings and definition of the word breakthrough, is the removing of barriers, the removing of obstacles, the overcoming of a stalemate. There are walls, there are things that we keep running into and keep bumping into, and it seems like we just keep hitting a wall and keep hitting a wall, and every time we seem to feel like we're taking a step forward and going and advancing, we hit a wall. And what I want you to know is that God wants us to get in our spirit that he wants this year to be the year we break through that wall and we experience not just through it, but beyond into the breakthrough and the victory that God has for us. That's my prayer. That's what I'm looking for and believing God for, that we would break through barriers. We would break through obstacles. We would break through habits and stalemates and areas of our life that are holding us back and see it in breakthrough, and we can advance into what God has for us. So the first word picture and word meaning of the word breakthrough or parat is the word advancing. Say advancing. Amen. Second word and word picture is the word increasing. Say that with me. Increasing. Say advancing. And say increasing. The word breakthrough speaks, and this word parat of breaking forth or breaking through speaks of increasing, not just advancing, but increasing. Look at what Proverbs tells us, and here's the scripture where the word parat is used. It says, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits. How many know when we begin the first month of the year and the first thing, when we get first things first, it's amazing what God can do. Honor the Lord with your substance. That's not just talking about your finances. That's part of it. But it's talking about every part of your life. Honor God with everything that's part and makes up the part of who you are and what your life is, and with the first fruit. Honor God first with your time, your talent, your treasure, every area of your life. And notice this, first fruits of all of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out. That's that word parat, burst out with new wine. It speaks of the idea of parat, or breakthrough, speaks about the areas of our life that we can see an increase and where God wants to add to our life and he wants to bring good things into our life. And that's what I'm looking for and I'm believing for in 2019, that God, as we honor him and we set him first in our hearts and lives, that we will see breakthrough. We will see some things burst out into new blessings and new increases and new favors and blessings from the Lord. Say advancing. Amen. Say increasing. The third word picture that the word parat or breaking through or breaking forth shows us is the word growing. Growing. I mean, that's a good word for 2019. Advancing, increasing, and growing. How many know we're all growing? The question is how are we growing? And it's important that we continue to grow and we continue to mature in the things of God. Let me show you the scripture in which the word parat or breaking forth or breakthrough gives us this word meaning of the word growing. So Pharaoh set over the people of God in Exodus 1 taskmasters to afflict them with burdens. Pharaoh thought, I'll overload them, I'll weigh them down, I'll beat them up, I'll wear them down. How many know the enemy thinks he can beat us down, but how many know God is working for us? And notice this, but the more they afflicted them, the more they broke forth, parat, and they multiplied and they grew. The more that the enemy came against them and the more he tried to defeat them, the more God strengthened them and multiplied them and caused them to grow. That's the kind of breakthrough I'm believing for. That's the kind of breakthrough I'm looking for. A kind of breakthrough that where we can advance through the walls and barriers, where we can increase in the substance and areas of our life, and where we can grow, and where we can multiply, and where pressure is coming that ought to destroy us and defeat us will actually cause us to mature and be stronger and wiser and grow as we move forward in the things of God. Say advancing. Say increasing. Say growing. And then there's a fourth word, and the last word that this word parat, word meaning of the word breakthrough, gives us insight into is the word expanding. Say expanding. Expanding. I like this word because I believe that it's the heart of God that he wants us to not just advance through barriers. He wants us to not just increase in the substance areas of our life. He not only wants us to grow and mature, stronger, wiser, better. He wants us to expand. He wants us to have a greater reach, greater impact, greater influence. He wants us to make a greater difference, and he wants our lives to count for something bigger and better and greater. And I believe that's what that idea of expanding is all about. That idea of expanding. Let me show you the scripture where the word parat is used. It's found in Isaiah 54, verses 1 to 3. Sing, O barren. How many know when you feel like you're empty and you feel like there's no life in you and you feel like that everything is lost? That's the time you need to start singing. That's the time you need to ask God for a song. Sing, O barren. Notice this. Break forth into singing. Enlarge the place of your tent. Expand your horizons. Enlarge your vision. Enlarge your dreams. Enlarge your hopes. Enlarge your plans. My wife gave each of our children and their wives a towel that said, what does it say? How does it go? That
dream so big that you need Jesus to make it happen.
Dream so big that you need Jesus to make it happen. That's the kind of thing it's talking about. Enlarge your, dream bigger and expand your thinking, expand your vision, expand your dreams, expand. Don't just set little goals. My dad used to tell me all the time, if you pick a goal and a plan and a dream that three of us put together can make happen, it's too small. You need to have dreams and plans that all of us put together can't make happen. But with God, we can make it happen. You see, I love that. Dreams that are all so big that only Jesus can make them happen. And that's what he said. Enlarge. Notice this. Then he says, stretch forth the curtains. You know what? Some of us have been laying back in the dark, under the covers, curled up in the fetal position. And we've been wallowing, and we've been struggling, and we've been frustrated, and we've been ready to give in and give up. And I want to say to you, don't give up, look up. I want to say to you, don't break down, go for a breakthrough. And notice this. He said, open the curtains wide, let the sun shine in. Open the curtains and start looking out on the horizon. Look beyond where you can see. Enlarge, expand your vision and your thinking and your dreams. Notice this. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. How many have ever camped and had to put up a tent? That's the image in the picture that he's giving you. You got to lengthen out those cords. How many know you don't have a place and you won't have a place to live in and to sleep in and if you're camping unless you stretch out the cords and you put the stakes in deep and strong and put in some strong. And what we need to do in 2019 is we need to put some deep roots in and we need to go deeper with the Lord and we need to get more serious and we need to go deeper and we need to also go wider. We go deeper with roots, wider with our reach. And when we do that and we begin to expand and believe God, he will give us break. Notice this. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for thou shalt break forth, parat. You shall break forth on your right hand and on your left. And notice this. Not only will you expand, but your seed, your children, and your children's children will inherit the land. Listen, what we do now is not just affecting our lives, it will affect generations. And we need to realize that the roots we put and the reach that we take and the vision and the dreams and the ability to trust God and to expand our horizon and our thinking is going to impact our lives, but it's going to impact the generations to come. Expanding. That's what I'm believing God for. That's what I'm looking for you, for me, for us. Is expanding, breakthrough, going deeper, going wider, going stronger in the things of the Lord. Come on, say those four words with me again. Advancing, increasing, come on, growing, all right, and expanding. Get those four words in your spirit as you close out this year and you set your sights toward you, and let's make those the three or the four words that we're looking for and we're believing for in our lives and we're looking for and believing for in this church. Now, I told you I just want to introduce this message and I want to put in a shameless plug for a moment for Wednesday night. This Wednesday is our first Wednesday, not only of the year, the first Wednesday of January. It's what we call our first Wednesday. We have our first Wednesday where we all come together. We also want you to look on the calendar and connect to a life group and all the other activities that are going on and become a part of of this month and the things that are going as we set this first month aside for the Lord. But I want you to know what we're going to be doing on Wednesday night. And if you come at 6:30, 6:30 we'll have some food. We'll have dinner from 6:30 to 7. So if you're rushing from work or you got things, you can come in, have a nice meal, that we fellowship together, have that. Then about 7 o'clock or 7:10 or so, we divide up. You have the student ministry and then the kids ministry and then the adults. And on Wednesday night, I'm going to be talking about some strategies for breakthrough. Strategies from breakthrough that God has given to us and actually is in the Word of God. And if you want, you can already begin to start looking at it. In Matthew 6, and what did I do? I did it wrong here. There we go. What I want you to start looking at Matthew chapter 6, and I want you to take on this challenge for us, because I believe these three challenges and these three strategies are the foundation. Jesus taught his disciples, how many know the best discipleship program and manual is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6? And he says three things. He says, when you pray, when you fast, when you give. He gave us three Discipleships are disciplines, biblical, spiritual, that every believer ought to incorporate into their life. And they are strategies for breakthrough. Prayer is a catalyst for breakthrough. Fasting is a prayer for breakthrough. Giving is a breakthrough, is a catalyst and a strategy for breakthrough. And we're going to be talking more about them and talking about the different strategies on Wednesday night. I want you to join that. Join us with that. And we're asking you to begin this prayer challenge, 31 days. Take the book that we took, and each day gives you a guide. Spend some time praying every day, 31 days. Take that prayer challenge. I guarantee if you'll honor God with that, and you'll set him first, and you'll make that a priority each day, I guarantee you will position yourself for breakthrough. And then fasting. You know that the last couple of years we've done our Daniel challenge, which is a 10-day fast. That's not going to be till later in the month. I believe it's on the 21st, the last 10 days of the month, we're going to set aside for a Daniel challenge. Now look, you don't have to do the Daniel fast if you don't want to do. We use that. We did it the last 2 years as a model to give you an idea or a particular way to do that. But there are some who maybe want to do a partial fast on their own. There are others who may want to do more than that. I've had some come to me and say, Pastor, if we're doing the Daniel thing, I'd like to do this. You know what? If God directs you to do, you do what God directs you. We just want to give that to you as an example and a model. And if you don't know what to do, start with that. Start with the 10-day. We'll be getting the material to you and the information on how you can do that. And I want you to take that fasting challenge this month as one of the strategies for breakthrough. And then there's the giving challenge. We talked about one of the references. When we honor God with the first of our fruits, that there's our barns will be filled and we'll be bursting forth with new wine. I believe strongly as a pastor, and I believe the Word of God teaches us about the tithe, that 10% belongs to the Lord. Actually, 100% belongs to the Lord. He lets us have 90. And 10% belongs to him. Now, I realize not everyone has come to that revelation and not everyone is there yet. And you know what? That's okay. But here's what I want to say to you. Wherever you are, start somewhere. 1%, 2%. Set aside, ask the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to start? Maybe you've never done that. Maybe you've never had a giving strategy and a way to honor God with your finances. I'll tell you, you can really have a breakthrough in your finances if you begin with this foundational principle. Set the tithe as a goal, but maybe you want to start at 2%. Or maybe you've been doing kind of hit and miss, sporadic, and it's kind of, maybe you just want to just become more consistent. Maybe some of you are ready. You've been kind of flirting with it. You've been doing a little bit and sort. Maybe you're ready to make that commitment and begin to tithe and begin to set aside the 10% to the Lord and do that on a regular basis. Or maybe you've been doing tithing like my wife and I have been for many, many years. Since I was a child, I was taught this principle. And I can tell you, that's why my life has been blessed. I can tell you, whenever we've had needs, God has always provided. Not because I'm so great, but because God has proven and promised that he would take care of us. And we've honored him with that. And we have gotten to the place where now we go beyond the tithe. We give beyond the tithe. And maybe you have gotten to that place, and maybe you've been steady with the tithing, and you've been, I want to challenge you, maybe God's challenging you this year to stretch and to expand and to take a step for a breakthrough by going beyond that and see what God might do in your life. But these three areas, as we begin January, are some practical action steps that you and I can take as we begin to set this year into motion. And I want to tell you something. If you'll take this first month and commit to prayer and to fasting and to giving as the Lord directs you, I can guarantee you one thing, that as we honor God, I believe he will do good things in our hearts and in our lives. So I set that challenge before you, and I set that for me as well, that we would do that. Now here's how I want to close this introduction out. The Bible says that David came to the place called Baal Perazim. And then after he defeated the Philistines, he called the place Baal Perazim. He didn't rename it, but he redefined it. Here's what I want you to see. David didn't rename the place where God gave him a breakthrough and victory. He didn't rename it. And you know, I wondered, because throughout the Bible, God revealed himself in some of his Jehovah compound names. And I thought, perhaps, I used to always think as I read this passage, maybe David should have renamed the place Jehovah Perazim. How many know Baal is the name of the Philistine god? And Baal, Perazim, means the master of breaches, or the master of the water bursting through the wall. The master of breaches. And I thought, I used to think, well, David, why didn't you name it Jehovah Perazim? It was Baal Perazim, and since God, the Lord God Jehovah, since he gave you a breakthrough, why not rename it? But David didn't rename it. He came to Baal Perazim, and then he called it Baal Perazim, which means master of breaches, or the God and place of breakthrough. Now, what's interesting to me is that, again, David didn't rename it, but he redefined it. And what David was saying was this: there's a new master in this place. There's a new God of breakthrough. Baal, the Lord God, has broken forth upon mine enemies and has given me victory over my enemies. And David was, in a sense, calling out his enemy. He was doing some smack talking, I believe. As you said, I just smote you, and I'm going to rub it in your face and call out your God and say, it's my God, the Lord, who is the master of breaches. My God is the God of breakthrough. My God has called this place and has redefined this place, the place where God reigns, where God rules, and where God brings breakthrough in our life. The God and the place of breakthrough. And as I told you, we're going to look through this passage over the next few weeks and break down principles on how we can experience the God of breakthrough. But I want you to know today that God is still a God of breakthrough. And this, the place that we have to get to, is the place spiritually where we have lined our life up with the Lord and taking on these challenges. And when we get in that right place with God through prayer and fasting and giving, and we set our heart toward God in this first month of the year, I'm believing and looking for God to be the God of breakthrough in every one of our lives.